We continue with our candidate interviews here for the upcoming May election. All of the six contested school board seats up for grabs right now. All of those candidates in contention for those seats have agreed to appear here on this radio station. We certainly appreciate their time. The order of appearance was determined by a blind draw, and that is available for viewing if should the need arise. In the meantime, though, we're going to welcome to the microphones today a candidate for Three Rivers School District, position number 3, Mariah Rossi. Mariah, welcome to the microphones of KAJO. Why are you running for school board?
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm running because for approximately the last 2 years, I've been going to school board meetings and trying to speak out, giving a mom's perspective and the community's perspective about, you know, what's been going on in Three Rivers School District and speaking up for common sense values. And basically I have, you know, kind of reached the limits, I feel, of what good I can do just sitting in the audience giving 2 minute speeches at the meetings. And it's time for me to step up and serve my community in a greater capacity. So basically I have kind of 3 platforms that I'm running on. The first is common sense values. You guys may know me. I was the mom that read from the book, The Haters, at the school board meeting in March. I don't think it's too much to ask that parents know that they can trust the books that are in their kids' libraries, that their kids aren't going to be exposed to sexually explicit materials, and that the community isn't going to have to pay for these materials. Also, I'm concerned about school-based healthcare centers. Most parents probably don't know that at the age of 15 in Oregon, their kids are considered adult enough to make all of their own healthcare decisions. And for some certain conditions, it's 14. So when these school-based health centers are in your child's school, your kid could be receiving treatment and you may not even know it. So you don't know what to be watching for, how to help your child through these healthcare decisions. The other platform is academic excellence. You know, Three Rivers is struggling academically. They're at their last at-a-glance report for the 23-24 school year that came out. Only approximately a third of the third graders are reading at grade level, and approximately a quarter of eighth graders are doing math at grade level. Our kids deserve better than this. And the report was improved over the previous year. However, we have a long way to go before our kids are where they need to be. And taxpayers want to know that kids are actually being educated with their tax dollars. And too much is spent on, like, the healthcare curriculum, which is bad. I encourage everyone to go look at the state's healthcare curriculum for all grade levels. And then lastly, I just want to help be that voice of collaboration. I want to be the person that the community can go to, parents can go to, and know that they're going to be heard, their concerns are going to be addressed at the best of our ability, and that, you know, together we can make our schools great again.
All right, Ryan, let's start with your common sense platform. First of all, the books in the library with certainly some questionable content in some people's terms. As a board member, what can you do about that, and who decides what's going on in the libraries?
Well, if you listen to the librarian from the American Library Association, the only person that gets to decide what content is in the library is the district librarian with the master's degree, and parents and school administrators, school boards have no right to direct the content in your school library. I have, you know, talked to other people in this field and don't feel that this is accurate. We need to rewrite the selection policy so that sexually explicit material doesn't end up in the schools to start with, so that, you know, parents, again, know that they can trust what's in their kids' school libraries. They don't have to pre-screen what their kids might read from the school libraries.
Can that be rewritten at the board level?
Yes. Right now, Grants Pass District is actually in the process of rewriting it. I've seen their policy. I think it's much improved. And if that passes the legal, then I would love to adopt something like that in Three Rivers as well.
All right. What would you like to see in terms of books? Some gone completely, or some just restricted, or completely unrestricted access?
I would like to see the highly sexual explicit material removed from the libraries. And I would like to see policies that, screen out these highly sexually explicit materials so they don't make it there in the first place. Parents are always freely welcome to purchase this material on their own if they feel like their children would benefit from reading this themselves.
All right, let's move on to the second platform, and I believe that was the health care that is administered in the schools or can be administered in the schools for children as low or as young as 14 without parental permission or even being informed. What would you do about that, and why?
Well, at the very least, I would like to look at the notification for the parents much more closely to make sure that parents know that this is the option and this is the law that their children, you know, could be receiving health care at the schools without their knowledge and consent so that they can take the appropriate steps to monitor the kids at home, know if they're accessing that clinic or not, especially, you know, I would have to look at the legal. I would love to see if, you know, if kids leave their classroom for any reason, including to go to the healthcare facility, the parents are notified that they at least left the classroom, so they can be talking with their kids, and on top of what's going on in their own children's lives. For instance, you know, a kid could go for something as simple as depression, and if they are prescribed an SSRI, those come with black box warnings of increased suicidality, especially in adolescence. If the child is put on an SSRI and the parents don't know and they commit suicide, that would be a horrible tragedy. And honestly, I'm not sure what the legal liability would be in that instance, but parents need to know what's happening with their children.
Again, can that be controlled at the board level?
I would have to do some legal research, but I do believe that we can at least put in a policy that if the child leaves the classroom for any reason, that the parent is notified, and that would include going to see the health-based the student center, the health-based student center.
Right. You also talked about education and what to do there. Are you talking about curriculum or teacher skills, or which direction would you see it go as a leader on the school board?
All of the above. You know, I would love to see, you know, especially a more of a phonics-based reading curriculum at the lower levels, and then, you know, focusing teacher training more for gearing towards phonics and, you know, taking out like the equity-based training that, you know, may be in place now so that teachers can focus on the basics instead of having to try to, you know, make sure there's equity in their classroom when most people don't even know what that would mean to have equity in a classroom.
In fact, the president just signed a bill saying DEI should be eliminated from all the schools, and Oregon has just, I think, today said no, we're not going to do that here. What's your position on diversity, equity, and inclusion training in the classroom?
Well, you know, on paper, it sounds great. Unfortunately, you know, it doesn't mean diversity of thought. It means diversity of superficial characteristics like skin color. And equity, people think it means equality, but it doesn't. All students should be treated equally. You know, the only way to get people to come out the same at the end is to hold back students and make sure that they all finish last, because it's not possible to make everybody finish first. And, you know, again, inclusion sounds great on paper, but they're not including diverse voices, just diverse skin colors and sexualities and other characteristics that, you know, are really not the main core of our humanity.
Our time is just flying by. Do you want to comment on the facilities throughout the Three Rivers School District right now, which are some are in disrepair?
Yes, there are, you know, one of the main focuses at Three Rivers has been the roofs of the schools. They are leaking. You know, I'm a volunteer in the schools. I've seen the garbage cans used to collect water. I don't feel that a bond would pass until the school district understands that the taxpayers need to be able to trust them, not only to educate kids and not to, you know, improperly indoctrinate them in various ideologies that the state requires, but also that they're spending their tax dollars well. You know, when they see things like sexually explicit books being put in the library, they think, well, if this is what I'm going to spend my money on, why would I give them another dime? So that's why we need to, you know, do that community outreach and make sure there is actually inclusion of all voices.
You have 1 minute to convince them to vote for Mariah Rossi for Three Rivers School District School Board.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for your time today. Please vote for me, Mariah Rossi, for Three Rivers School Board, where I stand for common sense values, academic excellence, and community outreach. And, you know, if you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm on Facebook. Thank you very much.
All right. Mariah Rossi, a candidate for Three Rivers School District position number 3, on your May ballot. We'll continue with more right after this important message.
Bear Valley Medical.